regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
What's going on, you eggless Edith? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. Bad Pop showed up today, because guess what? I have absolutely atrocious news for you, and you're not going to like it. You are no longer marriage material, and men know it, especially because...
I'm pregnant.
Is this a joke, Kate?
Why the hell would...
Or did you cheat on me?
Neither, Simon.
I can't actually have kids, Kate. I'm infertile.
And you ladies have been trying to blame us men for that for years. Well, how's that working out for you? You happy? You getting hosed out? You a pump and dump Paula? That's what I thought. The problem here, ladies, is simply this. When you point your finger at someone, there's three pointing back at you. But I am telling you, you are fucking up by the numbers and you need to unfuck your lives. And you can start by not doing all of the shit on the following list. This list is long, longer than Jamal. You remember him, right?
Oh yeah.
That is the most ironic thing about getting alpha widowed. These empowered women go around spreading their eagle for all of the men that they desire. And there's always that one or two that they just can't stop thinking about. But, ladies, here's some bad news for you. Those dudes have forgotten about you. Winning. I would be stunned if they even remembered your first names. Oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have hurt some of your feelings. You just wait. Yeah. All right, we got a whole bunch of items to go through on this list, so let's get it going. And we have gone the extra mile of issuing a name for every lady on this list. First up, you got Tiffany Taker. These are the ladies that are all for me and none for we. Bottom line, Tiffany Taker doesn't love you and never will. But she'll be on her knees in a heartbeat, worshiping what you can do for her. It's kind of like the opposite of the Three Musketeers, all for one and one for all. Now you're getting one musketeer for each hole, Screen 5. Splash me with beer now, please.
You bastard!
Next up, Lazy Lisa, and I've known quite a few of these. Even though you're paying for everything and she's paying for nothing, you're still required to do your share of the chores at home. Is it just me, or is that kind of weird and cucky? Lisa, if you're gonna be that lazy, get good at the licking and allow him to do the sticking.
On the one hand, mother may I.
Next is everyone's favorite woman, Smartphone Sarah. And if you're really unlucky, you're gonna get a splash of Influencer Irma. This device is one of the worst inventions that has ever plagued the human race throughout all of human history. We've all seen these women. They're glued to these like a Siamese twin or a parasite. I got bad news for you, ladies. No one cares about your lives. So documenting every mundane bullshit detail of your life. Now, what is that? Yeah, pointless.
That's not attractive. Men don't find that attractive. I don't like it.
And they all think they're gonna be this new profession, influencers? Give me a break.
Oh my God.
Arr.
Taking pictures of your food when you're at the restaurant, an influencer does not make. Just like taking pictures of your butthole with your cell phone does not make you a model. If my grandmama had wheels, she would have been a wagon. Yeah, okay.
Well, from what your grandpa was telling me, it was a shaggin' wagon.
That's disgusting. Space Ghost is on.
I cannot.
Next one, unkind Uma. Do we really need to elaborate into this one? These are known as the Stone Cold Ice Queen Biatchas. These women are only kind when they want something.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, they expect you to pay for all of their shitty dating experiences. We've all heard them say it.
All men are pigs.
No, the ones you choose to bang, they're the pigs. You think swine is fine? What can I say? Screen 5.
That'll do, pig.
Let me ask you this. Did all these dudes know each other? Maybe a few did because you're just nasty. But there really is only one common denominator in all of these relationships. You are the problem. And until you realize that, nothing is really going to improve for you. Moving on to the next one, Corn Star Kamala. And I'm going to pay for that one, but I really don't care. And this one's a red flag that all young men miss, especially when they're young, dumb, and full of stuff that rhymes with dumb. You ask these ladies about corn, you know, do you like yours with extra butter and maybe some salt? They're either really into it or neutral. If it's anything other than pure disgust, this indicates that she has failed the sausage stacking test. But when you're young and dumb, you're not thinking about that deductible. You're thinking about, oh, yeah, this is cool. I'm going to hit me some of that. Say it with me, dudes. She's different. She loves me. Spoiler alert, if she's into corn, you're getting shucked and not in a good way.
You see what he did there?
Next up, egomaniac Elizabeth. These are the women that could do absolutely no wrong, and you better not bring up any time that they did. Even if it's 100% their fault and you got it on camera, it's still your fault. They have no humility and no self-awareness whatsoever. These are the kind of women who become politicians and then lie about their race.
I'm gonna get me a beer.
I know what you're thinking. You're like, Pop, you're talking about narcissistic Nadine. And you would be correct because these two, they're very similar. In fact, they're so close, I think they lick each other's boxes. As good as that sounds, this is one scissor-kicking sisterhood you don't want any part of. And that brings us to body positivity Bessie, that fat-ass bitch.
How dare you?
I can feel the lightning being targeted at this house, man. These are the 400-pound triceratops who insist they're healthy at any size. But by the time they're 35, they become graveside Greta's. Screen 5.
Join me on my fat positive radio show.
Which didn't last long because she died.
Now, to be fair.
To be fair.
We don't want these people to die. That's why we keep nagging on you with the hard R to stop suffering Tourette's of the elbow to the face. Make body shaming great again. Trust me, this shit works. Unless you are so hygienically challenged, you devolve into Fungal Francesca. Space Ghost, oh. These are the women that actually keep a sandpaper dildo lying around because they got that itch that they need to scratch, if you know what I mean. They've let it go for so long, it has sprouted roots. They got the jacked up grill, the armpit hair, the dreadlocks, and the devil's braille, if you know what I mean. Not to mention bacterial vaginosis. Hopefully, not at all at the same time. There's a cornucopia of dudes out there not getting their pee-pee tugged on. But this walking Jabba the Hutt has got dudes lined up to get infected with that shit. Oh, look! Gonorrhea Gale's in the house, Screen 5. Not to mention Herpy Heidi's, Chlamydia Claire. Then there's Wanda Warts, and then Sydney Syphilis, and the list goes on and on.
That's disgusting!
We can't forget about Negative Nelly. These are the ladies that are always negative. No matter how bad your day is, hers is always worse.
I understand that your buddy just died at work, but you left the toilet seat up and we have serious problems around here.
Whatever you say, Drama Donna, you know, this is my care face and I'm done. Negative Nellies can also be referred to as venting violets. And we all know about venting. It's a classic mistake women make, and if you haven't seen that video, check it out. When you complain simply to complain with no solution, you're just a child. No wonder you want to find a man who pays all your bills and then doesn't have sex with you. There's the name for that. Father.
He's right.
Which brings us to Fatherless Fergie. These ladies were either raised in a fatherless home or a broken home. As a result, Fatherless Fergie is probably responsible for everything else on this list. If you don't know the fallout of fatherless homes, sources on redonkulous.com. Who knew? You destroy the nuclear family and then replace God with government. This is what you get. Bottom line, you take the father out of the equation, Fatherless Fergie is looking for that replacement. And not just a replacement, a consolation prize. So now you gotta juggle cats and chainsaws to fill a void her father left behind.
Giggity.
Downwind from Fatherless Fergie is Rudderless Rhonda. These are the women that have no goals, but they have aspirations. Basically, they want you, the sucker, to pay all the bills while they contribute nothing and grow their ass on your couch. It's kind of like failure to thrive on steroids. And that one brings us to Valueless Vivian. Here's a nickel's worth of free advice, so please write this down. If your values do not match, neither do you. I'm talking religion, politics, and let's throw in basic human decency in there.
I really have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you know any conservative dudes who are in happy marriages with Hulk-haired Harriet?
Okay.
That's what I thought. They don't exist. If your values do not mesh, it is a powder keg and it will explode in your face. Divorce is a tactical nuke right up your ass, and the blast wave and mushroom cloud come out your goddamn wallet. Next up, and this applies to most women, debtful Debbies. And there's two ways this can manifest. One, they're just bad with money, or the more common one, they use debt to make it look like they're successful. And if you combine this one with cell phone Sarah, you got a modern woman on your hands. Good luck with that. I'd rather gargle the runoff from a sewage treatment plant. Bottom line, you tie one on with debtful Debbie, you're going down with the ship and you're carrying the goddamn anchor. Most of these debtful Debbies will get married specifically to have you pay off their debt. And once you do, guess what? Your life is gonna get titanic'd. And there's no room on a lifeboat for you. You know, women and children first, because it's such a patriarchy.
Is it just me or is that weird?
What do you think, combative Candy? Oh, I met her at the strip club. Combative equals masculine, which equals gay by proxy.
You are fined one homo suspicion point for violation of the Man Code Morality Statute.
Ladies, if we wanted to date dudes, we would just be gay. So stop acting that way or I won't pay. You hear what I say? Now I'm going away. Space Ghost is on.
I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
Next is Spicy Samantha, the doubleheader at the strip club. She was either past or present ex-worker, if you know what I mean. But There absolutely is no sex in the champagne room. And I don't care if she was a bartender or a waitress. Yeah, right. These women will put their hand on a stack of holy books and swear they never did extras.
She just drank it down, boy. She swallowed a whole thing, you know.
Totally normal at the coat rack. Right. No. But she doesn't do that. She's good people. She only works OF. Newsflash, OF is the new digital street corner. Space Ghost is on and you're an idiot. If I can throw down $5 and see everything that it took you 3 or more dates to see.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Next up, Hurt Locker Hillary. Oh, I hate that name. These women remember everything you did wrong or thought about doing wrong. They will weaponize that info against you whenever it is to their best interest or is convenient. And when you fuck up, there is no expiration date. But when you remember something she did in the past, you'll get this.
That was so long ago, just get over it.
Don't even try to win a fight with these ladies, dudes. Just retreat immediately and use smoke. If they didn't have double standards, there'd be no standards at all. And that brings us to one of our favorites, Morphing Maria. The reason this is one of our favorites, it's a vicious circle that is so stupid that they just don't see it. This is modern women causing the problem and then circling back to bitch about it. Hypothetical scenario, one of these ladies is actually successful at taming the bad boy. She's got that alpha. She locks him in and domesticates him like a dog. But because he let her do it, she loses all respect for him. He went from alpha to omega because he was stupid enough to believe what a woman actually said. And we all know what they say and what they mean are completely two different things. Feminists will sit there and tell you in the face they don't want a traditional masculine man, and in the same breath, give them their number so they can bang them. You want to know who your lady friends want to bang? Pay attention to who they complain about.
How did you know that?
Now, I know there's going to be some ladies giving me some bullshit in the comments. Bring it on. I need fresh material. Haha, winning. But if you're smart and you like this material, scan one of the QR codes on the screen. This is how you join the regiment. It's only $5 a month and it keeps us going. And as always, we're not worthy. Thank you.
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad.
Now this next one, let's be honest, it's kind of an offshoot of Morphing Maria. We call her Conditional Karen. She's so loving. She's so supportive. You're the luckiest man in the world. As long as it's always going well. But you get hurt, you get fired, or get sick, that love and support, it's out the window. Just like the dude she was banging when you came home early from lunch, Green 5. Now, I know that's happened to a lot of dudes who watch this show, and you have my sympathy. But if you can't laugh at yourself, life is long, boring, and you are one hell of a doomed individual. I hate that word. Conditional Karen, she will kick you while you're down and like it. That's why we're moving on. Ultimatum Ursula, and this one goes without saying. Knife hand for all the dudes watching. Never ever give or accept an ultimatum. It is the sign of a weak-minded person. Not to mention narcissistic, and they want to control you and your actions. And just like Morphing Maria, you give into it, you're going to lose their respect anyway. Stand your ground, dudes. It is the respect that keeps your relationship alive. You give in ultimatums, one day you're going to come home from work and there'll be a coal-burning stove in your kitchen. And you'll be like, where the hell did that come from? Did it just get dark in here?
It just got dark in here, didn't it? Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn the lights back on.
All right, I'd like to solve the puzzle. No!
Oh, we're so fucked. We're so fucked. Let me introduce the next one. Isolation Irene. This is the mission creep version of Ultimatum Ursula. It starts slow, but over time, it gathers steam. Who knew? You're surrounded by all these people who are bad influences. And if you want to maintain this healthy relationship, you need to cast all those people aside.
Fuck you and all your motherfucking friends, nigga!
And if you keep doing it, sooner or later, she's all you got left. And that was her intention from the beginning.
Here is where the abusive push-pull cycle begins. That hot and cold Jekyll and Hyde, or whatever you want to call it. It's that back and forth between pulling you in to meet her needs for attention and admiration, and then crushing you.
Listen closely, dudes. This is the real nefarious portion. Just like the friend zone, you've done this to yourself. She doesn't have the power to drive them away. Only you can. And I'm telling you right now, Pinocchio, do not let her get away with it. You want to be her puppet or you want to be a real live boy? I'm just asking for a friend here. Just stay away from Geppetto, if you know what I mean, Screen 5.
You ain't black.
Now, dudes, have you noticed the running thread through all this shit? All of these things contradict what women claim they want. If there's any advice I can give you about all of this shit, it would be this.
Wait for it.
Don't fucking listen to them. They lie about their nature because they know it looks bad. And how do we know this for sure? Well, that brings us to Catfish Kathy. These are the ladies who won't even show up to a coffee date unless they've spent multiple hours in the bump and grind shop. And they refuse to take a picture that isn't covered with filters.
I don't even use filters. Joke's on you.
But they'll look you in the face and say, I deserve a real man. Right. The irony of a woman who keeps it real while wearing a disguise. These women are makeup artists. They should work for Hollywood. They could turn a 2 or a 3 into a 5, 6, or 7 with no alcohol. And failing all of that, they will gaslight you. Introducing Gaslighting Gail, and I hate that bitch. This is worse than dishonesty. They actually want you to live that lie. Don't believe me? Just look at the media and the troons. These people aren't just living a lie. They know they are living a lie. But the minute you bring up reality, you're the crazy one. Good luck with that, ladies. It's not going too well for you. If it was, you wouldn't need so many needy Ninas. Just saying. These are the stage 5 clinger dudes. That's why, unless you're in a relationship, the max you can spare for these ladies is the 5 or maybe a 6 dick. That's it. You start dishing out the 10 dick on the regular, you're going to get a stalker, and that's a whole other category.
Not everybody can handle my condition!
That pussy posse starts coming around. One of those bitches is going to wind up dead, and you're going to be on the hook to dispose of the body. Because she's also a psycho, Stephanie. Run away. Run away fast. Because if you don't, your dick is going to get ejected from a moving car. If you're too young to remember Lorena Bobbitt, Google it, and don't eat anything while you do. And that brings us to Inferior Ivy. They psychologically project their shortcomings on you. They look in the mirror and they see shit. And they want you to match. These ladies like to color coordinate everything in their lives except their kids, Screen 5. They are loser Lucy's and they want you in the gutter right alongside them. And why is that? Because they're also selfish Sallys. These are the people who keep score, which is actually a chore. And if you're a real man, it's a bore. It doesn't matter how much you do for them. Somehow, they always do more. So do yourself a favor and just walk out that door. But that now brings us to every dude's favorite kind of woman. The kind of woman that's been around ever since we started clubbing them in the head and dragging them back into caves. Withholding Whitney, that ice queen bitch.
Part of the female covert narcissist's lure is almost always using sex as a weapon.
You want a mouth hug with a head bob? You gotta put a new roof on the house. You want access to the horizontal mambo? I need a new car. You want to rub and tug while you're waiting in the drive-thru at Dairy Queen? You're going to have to do the dishes later. This sounds a lot like transactional Tanya now, doesn't it? These women will starve their man for affection, sometimes years at a time. And then they act shocked when he wanders off the plantation to get water from a strange well.
You crazy bitch whore!
Next up, we have stubborn Stella. Stella likes to rear her ugly head when you call out Whitney for her shit.
I'm only withholding because...
Insert stupid excuse here. These are the ladies that actually believe hashtag believe all women.
A woman's intuition is never wrong.
So there's no single mothers then, right? Right?
Wrong.
Ladies, I'm gonna level with you. We all make mistakes from time to time. We're all just human. It is what it is. Because of that, you have to actually compromise. It is a basic adult skill that you learn from your father. And that would explain why you don't know how to do it, Screen 5.
No, it's not true. That's impossible!
And when you look at effinism, you really can't argue with that. If you take that bowel movement and boil it down, you get perpetual children. They want everything paid for and provided by somebody else, but they'll take no accountability or responsibility for it. You can call bullshit all you want, but you're just being a stubborn Stella. Wah.
Always the man's fault.
And let's not forget Hobby Holly or anti-Hobby Holly. These are the ladies that will insist that your hopes and your dreams and desires are childish. But insisting on 3 months of paid maternity leave, that's being an adult?
Not a great plan.
Every dude has known at least one Hobby Holly. Especially if you're a grease monkey at heart and you like to restore old cars. Oh my God. I knew a guy who spent 3 years restoring a 1960s Barracuda. Chef's kiss, man. He comes home from a business trip and finds the car mysteriously missing. Turns out she sold it while he was gone because
we needed the money and that was just too expensive.
And I can guarantee you this, as soon as he called out Hobby Holly, someone else showed up. I like to call her Blaming Bertha. Everything is your fault because of Penis Man Bad. Because you have the same plumbing like the man that her mother kicked out, it's all your fault. And if you expect her to take any accountability for her actions, check out this diagram. It doesn't matter how hard you try to push those two tits together, not gonna happen. The only cure for a blaming Bertha is Ballistic Bill and get the fuck out of there. But if her blame game falls short, then you gotta bring in Dismissive Delilah. She just doesn't listen to you at all, and most women do this. Everything on her agenda, well, that's important. Yours, you could be in the middle of rewiring your house and nuts deep in the power box, which is very confusing, but you have to stop all that to start the dryer or clean the trap. Shut the hell up. The dryer does all the work. You can handle it. And you want to know why? Because men invented dryers too. We invented the dryer so you could stop bitching about the clothesline. But now you're still bitching about the dryer. There's no pleasing you. If you're born with blonde hair, you want it red. If you're born with red hair, you want it blonde. If you're born with kinky short hair that's curled up 3 ways to Sunday, you want it straight. What's going on here? If the man upstairs can't make you happy, what chance do I have?
It's approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Oh yeah, wait a minute. I hear you, Sailor Mouth Scarlet. Now, we all know shit happens. Murphy shows up and rams it 3 feet up your ass with no lube. In those situations, a cluster F-bomb strike is warranted.
It's time to start dropping some F-bombs! Fuck! 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 Fuck!
But if you talk like that on the regular, you're going to turn off the men in your life. And you can call it patriarchy or outdated gender norms. We don't care. You shouldn't say in church,
pass the fucking plate, please.
Imagine being a priest and having one of these Sailor Mouth Scarlets walk into your church. And bless you, my child.
Give me that fucking wine, Father.
Father, Son, and Space Ghost is on. But let's just say she's not into the profanity, but she just won't shut the fuck up. And that is where Blabbermouth Bella comes in. We all know women like to talk, and the only final solution is silence. There's a lot of ladies out there going to call that a dog whistle, but I'm surprised it's not a cat whistle, Screen 5. And that is a good segue into Lying Lila. And she's best friends with Pincushion Penelope and Philandering Phoebe. And after a while, they all changed their name to Divorced Destiny. That's because lying, cheating, and failing the dick stacking test is a recipe for divorce.
Childless cat lady?
These are the ladies that all go to the bathroom at the same time to bitch about their men.
Useless scumlap and shitbag.
Bottom line, if you're a lying, cheating pincushion, just pack it in and buy yourself a ticket to Box Wine and Catland, because that's where you're going. Virtually all of the divorce destinies wind up on Box Wine and Catland, so you won't be lonely, I guess. And it's not an island, it's a peninsula, because you can't spell peninsula without penis in there, Screen 5.
I just came up with that.
That was fucking good.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
And that's why, in a nutshell, you are not marriage material. Not only do modern women embrace these characteristics, but they will excuse them to the point of gaslighting you. These are the ladies who post the memes, "You're lucky we got equality and not revenge." Yeah, because affirmative action does not exist, right? Space Ghost. It takes a special kind of stupid to brag about more single women owning homes than men, all while claiming that there's still a gender wage gap.
The wage gap is simply the average earnings of men and women working full-time. It does not count for different job positions, hours worked, or different jobs. It has nothing to do with the same job. It has nothing to do with discrimination.
And now that I've pissed off Gaslighting Gail and most of the women in the Western world, I think we're going to call this episode over. And remember, ladies, it is your body and your choice, and you made all the choice when you spread your legs. Pop is out. Some of the ladies, ugh, some of them around here are so nasty,
ugh.
Battle Dwarf had to pull over and actually like question his
somebody
life.
Somebody put their cock in that.
It's exactly, he's like, I can't believe somebody put their penis in that. On the flip side of Sailor Mouth Scarlet, you have Scarlet.
Scarlet.
I said Scarlet.
Lick it, Scar.
Scarlet.
Lick my scar. They scooped it off the end with a melon ball.